Good morning, everybody. It is still Thursday, the 30th of August, 2012. I'm still Ruth, also known as RTUK, and this is still my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm going to do a response to a very recent Audio Boo recorded by my friend Simon, who is on Audio Boo as SM2N. And Simon asked the question about how to legitimately obtain copies of TV shows aired in the UK that he has missed recording on his video recorder because he didn't realise the series was starting. And I thought I'd talk about it here because I think it's an interesting question, and I thought there might be some people out there who listen to my audio booths but don't listen to Simon's who have some ideas about this, because I'm not sure I have an answer for Simon. I just have more questions. Simon says that he's tried to go to the catch-up TV site for the channel that these shows were airing on. It's one of the CSI series is currently airing on ITV in the UK. So he's gone to ITV Player. They only hold the most recent episode. He can't go back to the start of the series and watch all the episodes that have been aired. He's gone to iTunes, and iTunes doesn't have the series available, so he can't go back and buy the episodes through iTunes. And he's now put a call out saying he now doesn't know how he can legitimately catch up with those few episodes that he missed. And it's an interesting question. He did say he wasn't going to look at BitTorrenting because he knew that wouldn't be legit, but I have a question about that. I don't believe the actual act of BitTorrenting, the actual act of downloading something using a BitTorrent client in itself is not illegal, is it? Because there are completely legitimate downloads. I mean, you know, for example, I play World of Warcraft, and that, every time there's an update or a patch, that's done through BitTorrent because it's an effective way of downloading content from multiple sources and it relieves the strain on their servers. So BitTorrent in itself is not an illegal technology. Where you run into legality problems with BitTorrenting is if you get hold of content that you should not otherwise have or that you do not own copyright to. So, for example, if I was to BitTorrent a movie that's been released in the States but has not yet been released in the UK, that it would be illegal for me to hold that content. I don't think the act of BitTorrenting it itself is illegal, but the fact that I have that content on my computer is the bit that's illegal. I think this goes into a whole grey area with TV series, because, you know, if you were to get hold of these 5 or 6 episodes of CSI that you didn't know were on and therefore didn't set your recorder to record, could anyone go back and say, aha, well, you didn't record those off the telly, therefore you can't have that content? Now, I suppose the other question is, you know, you were saying that you have like 90 episodes of Peppa Pig currently sitting on your PVR because the kids like watching them and you don't want to get rid of them, but you don't really quite know what to do with them. Given that you have entirely legitimately recorded those off UK terrestrial TV for personal use, which is all absolutely fine as far as I understand, could you then download using BitTorrent those same Peppa Pig episodes and keep them for personal use on the grounds that you'd obtain them legally in the first place? I think that's a really grey area, isn't it? I would love to hear some other people's thoughts on that, because I'm not entirely sure what the legalities are. But I really wonder if you were to do that, if you were to BitTorrent down those 5 or 6 episodes of CSI that you're missing, would anybody actually prosecute you over that? And if they did, would they have a leg to stand on, or could you defend on the grounds that you could have got that content if you'd only set your PVR? I mean, you could even have said, oh, well, I recorded it on my PVR, but I deleted it now. Could anyone, you know, that's a really grey area. Would love to hear some thoughts on that, what other people think. Thanks now. Bye.